Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In case you're wondering, Shohei Ohtani tonight is plus money to hit a home run. It's my Rozier lock. Plus 221 to hit a home run tonight. So.
What's your Chauncey Billups flop? Isn't that what they call it when you see the cards, the flop, right?
Yep, that's the first three. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Better believe it.
A lot of flopping in the NBA, I'll tell you. Soccer, a lot of flopping there.
Yeah, you were impressed with SGA last night.
I was impressed. No, I'm still impressed. I just thought it should be mentioned. He had, what, 50-something, a little over 50 points?
55.
And you're not impressed by 50-something points?
He had 23 of them at the free throw line.
I'm going to finish the thought. 23 of them were free throw points. Took 25 total. Again, I don't think...
Okay, no, I'm with you. Fair enough.
I don't think he's a free throw merchant. I think he's great, but just thought it should be mentioned. But
what was his free throw percentage?
He's like 23 for 25.
Okay, so he hit... That's good.
Oh, he hits him.
I think last year was like a 90% free throw shooter.
Okay, but why are you putting that guy at the line, though, then, at that point in time, right?
And part of the reason he is a little bit of a flopper, but he also... Also does drive, like he forces contact. He forces you to say either I'm going to make this bucket, or I'm going to go to the line.
Yeah, well, good for him. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to to get your points. But yeah, if you score 50 some points and you had 25 shots, that's that's not exactly
Yeah, I think
and 23.
Worth a mention.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that that's digging deeper back, and I think that is important. Wow, you see 55 points like me. That's the problem with life today is we all just read the headline and then you don't dig deeper to find out the why or the how.
Yep.
And so that was me being the headline reader right there. And then you go, no, let's dig a little deeper. He had 23 of the 50 at the line, and he had 25 shots. Yeah, that's not really efficient.
Mac, you came up with this topic, so I'll let you lead the way. Mahomes is balanced when it comes to his skill set this year, using legs, arms, vision, mind, everything. What say you?
You got to turn your microphone on, son.
Well, it's these damn headphones. Sorry. We talk about trying to find the balance.
Oh, it's the headphones problem that the microphone wasn't turned on. I got it.
Blaming
it's the guy radaring me. It wasn't me speeding.
Yes, exactly. Sorry. You're right, Dad. It was my fault. I think the best version of Mahomes, in my opinion, and you guys may or may not agree, was 2022. I think some of the text line would come up and say, no, 2018, the stats, the numbers, the eye-popping stuff, the explosive plays, all that stuff was awesome, super fun, maybe the most captivating season.
Was 22 the 11-6 season?
That was the, no, Mahomes was MVP. They lost the Super Bowl that year.
Okay.
But that offense, and then the offensive line got, injured in the playoffs. It was a different team by the time they played Tampa Bay in Super Bowl 55. But either way, that was it. So,
No, because 22 was not the Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
21. So 22.
Because the Super Bowl for against Tampa in Tampa during COVID, February of 21.
So that would have been the year they lost to the Bengals in the AFC Championship.
Okay, so, yes, I'm just trying to get the season straight, bro. I'm old.
No,
I can't remember
it. It's hard. It's hard.
It is.
It's a good problem to have for us,
it really is, because when they started to go on this run, we'd all look at each other and go, which Super Bowl again? We're like, wow, we're sitting here saying, which Super Bowl again to a team that didn't go to a Super Bowl for 50 straight years?
So Mahomes said this yesterday on overanalyzing. He said, well, I know the coverage. You know, last year he'd said, it's like, I know the coverage it is. I know this route's not supposed to be open. So he would just move on. I went back and watched the film this last year, and I was like, I can't give the defenses too much credit. He was so backyard football Brett Favre-ian in 2018. He had to refine some of that, become a little bit more fundamental. Sure. It was almost like he got a little bit too maybe... Ooh, that's
too fundamental.
Too fundamental. Oh, that's going to be wrong on the test.
Became Tim Duncan?
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's not the right answer. Oh, that's not on the test, whatever it may be. But part of that was he had to become more intelligent because he didn't have those pieces around him.
Yes.
He now does have those pieces and understands how to utilize them on both sides of his brain. So he knows when to bring out that backyard ball. Don't lose that just because you know way more than that gunslinger in 2018 did. You still want to have some of that fun, still some of that freedom that he's had, and he knows how to be smarter with it. He has the ability to do both because of this offense around him and because he's taken the time to refine his game and become more intelligent. We saw it a little bit in 2022, which I think was his best season because of his intelligence, because of the weapons. He's become smarter, and the weapons have gotten even better. And so this is going to be, it already is, but this is the scariest Mahomes season, and we're just, it's just getting started now that Rice is here. I truthfully think he's tapping into a different level right
now. It's an offense like we've never seen before, as we talked about with Mitch. We've been waiting for this since June of, or July of 24, whenever they set foot on the field in training camp and Hollywood Brown got injured, and now here we are, you know, with everybody healthy and ready to rock and roll and kind of do this thing. What word did you use to describe Mahomes' season? You had an adjective in there to describe most impressive season. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I would say most impressive, his best.
His best. See, I don't want to say I'm going to argue that with you, but I personally, and this is, again, this is the subjective nature of this. I think his best season was the 11-6 year where he took Kadarius Toney to the Super Bowl and won. I mean, like, I really do. I thought that was his best year because he had to work so hard and overcome so much and showed us that it doesn't matter what you throw at Mahomes' face. He's going to find a way to beat that, right? He's going to find a way to take care of business. And that's what I thought. He had so much adversity inside the building because he had an idiot playing wide receiver, and they still overcame that. And you saw that when they won that game, that exhausted look on him at the end of the field. That was going through all of that. I thought that was his best year ever as a quarterback because he had a lead in a way that he's never had a lead before, which has set him up to get us to at this point where we're like, I can win that way, I can win this way. I got all my eras up there, and now they're all combining into this one, man.
I think he's just combined all of his skill, and I don't hate that take either. I think you could probably have three or four seasons.
Of course, it's subjective. Yeah, everybody's going to have their favorite. You know?
The text line saying in 2022 he won the MVP and they won the Super Bowl against San Francisco, so we may have our years off. Either way, 2022.
That's not true. 2022, the Rams won the Super Bowl.
That's what I thought.
Bengals.
I think it's the Bengals.
It's not
true.
It's a fake text.
2022 regular season texter. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. We're talking about 2022 playoffs. It's hard. It's weird with sports. Which year are we talking about?
If you Google search 2022 Super Bowl, the first thing that comes up is Rams 23, Cincinnati 20. So, I mean, it just depends on what year you're trying to talk about. So,
yeah.
I like what you say about Mahomes being balanced. I also think there's an underrated thing that goes into that entire thing, and that's the trust that he has in his offensive line.
Yeah.
We talked about when quarterbacks turn 30, they kind of hit that grown-ass man stride, right? Like we saw with Brady, we saw with Manning kind of getting to that older. It's like, okay, now I've seen everything. It's like the book of once you've done something for 10,000 hours, you become an expert at that field. And when you look at that, it kind of, you know, puts it into perspective that he doesn't have his starting left tackle. Once again, he's got Jalen Moore. And Jalen Moore has filled that void and done well, and Mahomes still trusts him.
Mm-hmm.
So Mahomes is learning to trust more, which means that's giving him more time to read more, which is letting him know that things are more open out there, and he has all those targets. You add all that up to that balanced narrative, and Mahomes is a very dangerous dude when you put all that together. Like you've said before, he got his final Infinity Stone mm-hmm. with a wide receiver. But maybe his final Infinity Stone was the trust in his team.
For sure.
Because he's got the three-headed backfield. He's got the four-headed wide receiver. He's got the offensive line. Now he's got the trust, and you add the knowledge.
And the play caller.
I mean, just out of body, you know, sort of thing. So, again, I think that it is a total balanced person. And when you put all that together, you're watching what it is and who is the favorite in the NFL to win the MVP.
Mahomes, and it'll only get bigger. It'll only get a wider margin.
Yep.
I think he's top four in defenses not playing man coverage against. They don't want to guard this fast team man-to-man. They can't keep up.
Well, you can't.
Right? And Mahomes, as we've discussed here, has become too intelligent to read a zone. he's going to read your cover three. He's going to read your cover four. And now he also has time to move around. Now you're sucking in. You're looking in at Mahomes. Your eyes have wavered away from who you're guarding. That's how Travis Kelce, that big play at the beginning of the game against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Zone coverage. Mahomes moves up. The eyes lock in. Travis Kelce's wide open before. Maybe Mahomes in this quote saying, I may have not looked back at Travis Kelce because he's not supposed to be open. He now knows he's playing with this freedom. It's just, he's got all the answers to the test, and he's got everyone helping him study.
Well, and he also has, and I've said this numerous
times. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
First times him and Bill Self together have photographic memories. I do firmly believe that for both of them, because they recall stuff that you're not supposed to be able to recall. They recall people like you're not supposed to be able to recall. They recall situations like you're not supposed to be able to recall. Yeah, Mahomes has got those cheat codes, man, and it's awesome to watch now that he's got the pieces around him that can accentuate those cheat codes even further.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.